It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. This is David Craig. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. And I want to get this out of the way right at the beginning. I am not a big fan of Peeps. And I know a lot of people have been commenting on social media over the past several days, either pro or con. I don't like Peeps, but I am completely tolerant of anybody who does like Peeps. And I know people who buy their Peeps and stash them in a closet for months so that they get really stale, because they like them much better stale than fresh. Now, you can't go out and buy your Peeps now and make them stale in time for Easter, but I just wanted to get that out of the way. You know, it's always a controversy at that Easter time. I want to mention we have a great giveaway on the show here today. There's a movie that's opening on Friday the 13th over at the Tivoli. It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. It's about an 85-year-old dude in Tokyo who has a Michelin 3-star sushi bar. It seats 10 people. This guy has a manic devotion to bringing the best restaurant service, the best sushi. You see his staff going out and actually going to the fish markets and sourcing out the fish for foodies, for chefs, for people in the restaurant biz, and for folks who are fans of Japanese culture. It's a great movie. Now, in addition to passes to the movie, we're also going to give away gift cards to Tani Sushi Bistro, which is on Bemiston in Clayton. Ian from Riverfront Times just posted a thing yesterday on his Gut Check blog and named Tani Sushi the best sushi in town. So we'll give away those. The first one will be coming up here in like about 7 or 8 minutes. Also on deck, we have Douglas Denny, who is a server at The Crossing in Clayton. And, you know, we get chefs on the air. We get restaurant managers and owners. It's time that the servers get their turn. So Douglas will be on with a few minutes. Also, Janet Schulman from the Caramel House and Al Carfano from Mama Gusto's Pizza later in the show. But first, I have Chef Fabrizio Scanardi. Did I get your name right?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning to everybody.
Close enough. And Alec DeMeyer.
Van Meer. Okay, Dave.
All right. All right. Good. And these guys are from the Four Seasons Hotel, which is downtown on the Landing. And I know a lot of people in town have driven by and seen it, but haven't gone inside. And it's, you know, it's pretty spectacular to go up there and see what you all have going on. Now, you're the restaurant manager of Cello. How do you pronounce
Cello
it?
Cello restaurant. Cello at the Four Seasons Hotel. Cello restaurant.
C-I-E-L-O, yes, which is Espanol for...
It's Italian.
Italian, yes, for what? Sky?
Sky. Sky. Yes, sir.
Heaven?
You say that, yeah. Yeah. Heaven. Yeah, okay. It's a cello, yeah.
Okay. So it's Italian.
Yes,
but
sir.
Didn't I learn... I thought I learned that word in Spanish.
Well, that's cielo. Cielo is in Spanish also. I mean, cello or cielo.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for clarifying on that. Now, we're going to talk a lot about the family-friendly Easter brunch that you've got going on. Chef Fabrizio, now what kind of food are you all serving?
Okay,
tomorrow?
What we have, just to give you an idea, we have two brunches actually going on at the same time. One is on the 8th floor on Cello, and the other is on the 6th floor in the ballroom. But the one downstairs is more for children, let's say, because we have the face painting, the petting zoo, the balloon, and we have a little bit more item for breakfast. Obviously, there is a different price. Of upstairs is $78, downstairs is $45. And what we have, we don't use actually the ballroom for everybody. We use it only for the large party. And we have everything outside. It's a lot of light. It's a totally different atmosphere than what people expect from a ballroom.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you here, if I've got kids or grandkids, and it's like mom and dad or grandma and grandpa and 3 or 4 kids, how much would that set you back?
Okay, if you have 4 people, it's and downstairs is about $180 for 4 people.
Okay,
right. But the kids is half price.
Oh, so, well, good. Well, that's a good. And okay, now you were talking about you were going to talk about all the food that you're going to have,
yes,
at the family friendly Easter brunch at the Four Seasons.
Yes, what we have downstairs, we still have a lot of great food. We have the omelet station. We have the beef tenderloin station with wild mushroom sauce. We have all the seafood ravioli with lobster sauce.
Mm.
We have a lot of many different things. We have like 40 different salad. It's huge, the display. It's a huge display. And it's very interesting also the third station because it's separate. So in one side we have all the savory food, in the other side we have all the pastry. And it's an extensive pastry buffet. And that's for the sixth floor. Upstairs in the eighth floor what we had like oyster, we have crab clove, we have many different type of food on the pasta station. We have risotto, we have ravioli, everything is tosta alla minuta, everything is fresh there. So it's a very interesting brunch in both sides. Depends on what you're looking for, obviously. One is a little bit more elaborate than the other, but it's always the same quality of food. We use a lot of local ingredient and fresh food from local market. So it's great.
What part of Italy are you from, by the way?
I'm originally from Rivoli near Torino, which is northwest part of Italy.
And how long have you been in the States?
In the States, I've been back and forth. I travel all over the United States. The first time I came here, it was in 92 in New York City.
Oh, good. So you know your way around. And you told me off the air that you've worked all over the U.S. And you've been at the Four Seasons now, what, year and a half?
Year in St. Louis, yes. It's about year
and a half. Okay, now, Alec, if you would, tell me about, to me, I think it's neat that you're bringing in all these animals and all these extracurriculars for the kids, because generally when I think about going out to dinner or brunch at the Four Seasons, I don't think about, you know, tagging the little guys along. So animals, you're going to have llamas.
So the great thing is, now let me start from the beginning. So like Fabrice mentioned already, we do have two buffets, $78 on the upper area, $25 for the kids between the age of 5 and 7.
Okay.
Kids under 5 are for free.
Cool.
Okay. So downstairs also we have one for $48, $20 for kids between 5 and 7. Again, kids are for free.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget about this. Complimentary Bloody Mary, complimentary mimosas, unlimited valet parking, so you can bring a car, no parking fee paid for. We take care of that also. And on top of that, Dave, if you're looking for a great dining experience, top-notch service, and the best buffet, Four Seasons Hotel St. Louis is your place to be this year.
Yeah, but you never answered my question about the llamas. You're going to have llamas?
We do have llamas. We're going to have rabbits. We're going to have chickens. There's going to be a bunny. There's going to be also a
goat, lamb.
Goat, lamb.
And donkey.
It's going to be a whole zoo downstairs. Whole zoo going on.
Now, when it's not Easter brunch, where do you guys keep your Four Seasons goat? I'm kidding.
In the refrigerator.
I'm kidding. I'm sure that that there's a local goat wrangler who awaits your call every year to bring one down there. No, it sounds like a real fun time. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me that you all have changed a lot of the things since Four Seasons opened almost 5 years ago. In Shalo, what have you all done up
now,
there?
Now, Dave, one of the good things that we started with now, also having chef with us, also we've started with a new chef's table, for example, which is a great happening and one of the few kind things that you have in St. Louis. Great dining with a chef, executive chef, with a sommelier, and with a restaurant manager. We take care of you for a minimum of 2 people, maximum of 10 people, $125, $125, including all your wines and 5 courses. Where else do you get this dining experience? In St. Louis, where you have the executive chef, a chiller restaurant manager, and a somebody taking care of you.
That's a pretty spectacular thing. But if I bop by there just, on a whim, and I'm going to go and have dinner in your main dining room, what have you all changed since you opened a few years ago?
Okay, what has been changed has been here for a year and a half. The menu is completely new, obviously. It's a contemporary Italian food, so what's going on right now in Italy. What we did, I think the most important thing, I changed the price. That's the first thing I see. Then it wasn't online with the market, so they are much lower than it used to be, the price.
Well, I was going to say, did you raise them or did you lower them? Lowering is always better.
Yes, that's what I did. And, I mean, you can have a good meal with $40 a person, including, you know, appetizer, main course, dessert. So I think it's a really good value. We have a $35 meal with 4 course. It's a tasting. So you have the stuzzichini. What I did, I put the stuzzichini, which is like the Italian version of the tapa. Then you can have a small pasta. You can have a main course, a choice of three, mm-hmm. and you can pick any dessert for $35. So it's, I think it's a really good value. Even if you have the full a la carte menu, we have a great pizza if you have children and you want to take it. Because we are friendly with all the family. We don't want to be just the special event restaurant. We want to be a restaurant for everybody. So what is, if you come with your kids, grandkids, whatever, the family, friend, you can have a pizza, you can have a pasta. Most of the pasta that are all under $20, a couple of them that are more expensive because they have lobster or they're expensive seafood. But it's not, the price point is much lower than it used to be. And actually, we increased our business from last year almost 173%. So well, it's huge.
You have a beautiful room there, and the views are spectacular when you go out there on the top of the roof from the Four Seasons Hotel and Cello.
Cello.
Yes, thank you. There's Alec DeMarin, who is the manager, and Chef Fabrizio Scanardi, who is the executive chef. Thank you all for stopping by. If somebody wanted to get in on the Easter deal, what would be the best way? Just call?
Call us at the Four Seasons Hotel, Dave, and we're going to be taking care of you then, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Can I add one thing?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk just briefly, I don't want to take your time away, about Mother's Day.
Ah.
That's another thing. And we're getting ready also for Mother's Day. It's going to be the great format like we're doing for Easter. Obviously, it's going to be oriented for the mother, not as much for the children. That's what we want to do, take care of the ladies.
No goats.
No. And so we're going to have a couple of special events. And also we're going to have like on the 8th floor, we're going to have the Lavazza Coffee Station, which is going to be spectacular with all the tea and coffee, all different things. And downstairs on the 6th floor, we're going to have the gelateria concept and many other things to come. The price is going to be the same as Easter.
So. Very good. Well, happy Mother's Day and happy Easter. And thank you all for stopping by here. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And right now we're going to do our first giveaway. We have a pass for two to go see the new movie called Jury Dreams of Sushi, opening Friday over at the TIV. And along with it, a $50 gift card from Tani Sushi Bistro on Bemiston in Clayton. And we'll give that away right now. Call us to win. Our number here at KFNS is 314-969-0590. Again, 314-969-0590. And we'll give this great sushi prize to our 10th caller right now at KFNS. We're back with Douglas Denny from The Crossing coming up here in just a moment on 590 The Fan, KFNS.